is It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. It's the Beat is sponsored by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hi, Jody.
Hey, Karen.
It's a great day today, but can you believe finally next Tuesday?
I mean,
November 6th.
Finally.
Finally, it is here.
Let's just say hoorah.
Thank goodness.
I know.
You gotten a lot of phone calls?
A lot of phone calls from a lot of small towns all over Nebraska that you don't know where they're calling from, so you answer it thinking it's, you know, it's Auntie M calling from Albion. That's right. From Albion, Nebraska. And then you answer the phone, it's like, vote for, you know.
Oh, I know. And the commercials. I don't want to see another commercial.
It always gets to the point where it's just that negative.
Yeah,
you know, mudslinging.
Who wants
it just
to
gets
see
ugly
it?
And who, they're spending our tax dollars.
I know.
Don't get me started, Karen.
Right. No, we don't want to go there. But no. I just saw a political movie, which was cool. Argo. Go see it.
I've heard that's wonderful.
Ben Affleck is wonderful.
And did he produce, direct, and write?
I think that he did also. But, you know, it's based on the Iranian hostages, 1979.
Okay.
And so it's based on a true story, and it's so tense, even though you know it's going to happen. Just a wonderful movie. Fantastic.
And I hear he's phenomenal in
it
as well.
Yeah, he is great and not bad to look at either.
Yeah, listen, I'll take that in extra large. Not a problem. Mm-hmm.
And then don't forget to set your clock, Joe.
Oh.
But don't forget, you know what tomorrow is? But you don't know, it is my birthday.
No!
Yes!
Happy birthday.
Thanks,
what is it? 32? 33?
35.
Oh,
I'm getting up there.
Gosh, Karen.
My
happy
daughter's
birthday.
34, so it's hard to figure that one.
That you were one of those amazing mothers who had their daughter at age 12. You're amazing,
thank
Karen.
Thank you, Joe.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And many, many more.
Well, thank you. And Celebrity Beat. We are going to talk about the five highest paid
dead celebrities.
Now, off the top of our heads, what would you have thought of?
I would think of Michael Jackson.
I would too.
Elvis Presley,
definitely. But they're not. That's not the top.
Really?
Yeah, we forgot one.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah, because I think she died last year, didn't she?
I think she did.
So she, you know, grossed the most money out of being
dead. She died in 2009.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I think it's because they sold all of her jewelry recently.
Well, yes.
And she had so much from Richard Burton.
She earned more than any living artist in the past 12 months, $145 million.
Wow.
Which is, you know, I'm 50. I'm pretty sure I'll be earning that this year. Or at least 144. At least 144 million.
You're close. You're close.
Yes,
but you're alive, fortunately.
That's right.
Thank God you are, Jody.
Thank God is right.
But second was Michael Jackson, you said. And then third was Elvis. But then surprise for fourth and fifth.
Who was fourth?
Never would have thought of that. Peanuts is actually Charles Schulz.
Oh, Charles Schulz. Oh, the Peanuts creator.
Yeah.
Really? So Charlie Brown and Snoopy and Woodstock?
Yeah.
You know, you really don't see that anymore.
Not at all.
It just doesn't, you know, it used to have in the 70s, in the 80s, early 80s, it was so popular and
when I was
growing up, and it was adorable in the cartoons, but you know.
No, you're right. But they are having a movie coming out, but not for 2 years. Well, more than 2 years, 2015,
where did his
they
money?
Said.
Oh, it says he was ranked fourth, worth $37 million.
Yeah, amazing.
60
and
years
then,
after the comic strip debut. Oh my
who
gosh.
Would think of singer Bob Marley being the fifth dead celebrity.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, isn't
really?
That weird?
So he brought in $17 million last year.
Mm-hmm, the reggae star. Mm-hmm.
Oh well, they said that he in this article that he has become become a diversified businessman from beyond the grave.
Yeah, that's how we like to do it.
Yes. Yep. Now there's a Marley beverage company which sells Marley's Mellow Mood, a relaxation drink. I don't know, but I think they're growing something in the backyard and putting it in the drink.
A relaxation drink.
Yeah, man. That's right. Everyone's going to go out and buy it, man.
Oh, yeah, man. And another movie that's coming out, I can't wait to see it, is the Lincoln movie.
Oh, about Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know who fought for her role?
No.
Sally Field fought to be Mary Todd Lincoln.
Oh, the first lady.
Yeah, the first lady. She knew this role was for her, but Steven Spielberg did not necessarily want her for the role. She's a little old. Daniel Day-Lewis plays Lincoln, and she's actually 10 years older than him.
Well, so how's that? Well,
and Mary Todd was really 10 years younger than Lincoln.
Oh.
So she had to fight for it.
Now, will Sally Field have to wear her habit like she did in The Flying Nun? She'll be the flying first lady.
I think Mary Todd did fly a little, I think, actually.
Did she? That's perfect. She'll wear her habit.
No, I'm
so
sure
Steven
she's
Spielberg
great. Have you seen a preview?
That. No.
It's wonderful.
No, I just keep seeing previews for Les Miserables, and I'm telling you, Karen, I can't.
Can we not wait for
I
that?
I can't even wait for
Anne
that.
Anne Hathaway.
Oh, it's going to be incredible.
Absolutely. And the last thing today, unfortunately, Anderson Cooper's daytime talk show was canceled.
Oh, no. They canned Anderson?
They canned Anderson, but he's still on CNN. I really like him on CNN.
You know, I think having daytime talk show is so, so difficult these days. If you're not Ellen DeGeneres, you know, Oprah moved out of the way, but I think that really gave way to Ellen to take
she's
on
great.
A bigger
Ellen's
role.
Ellen's great.
Absolutely. She's
and
wonderful.
Speaking of
and
great...
Kate,
we do have a great show today, Jody.
We have a great show.
Yeah, Michael Beasley. He's a great actor and son of John Beasley. And we have Lisa Wuerl. She makes those beautiful greeting cards.
Yes.
Yes, and Jason
Bernstein. Yes.
From the band The Nines.
The Nines. That'll be great to hear his song as well.
Absolutely. We'll be right back with Michael Beasley.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Do you want to learn how to make a ton of money flipping houses right here in Omaha? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple two-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. Hi, my name is Than Merrill, and I'm the star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Omaha area who want to learn how to consistently make a lot of money per deal in your spare time without using any of your own money. Omaha is a perfect market for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you can learn how to make a lot of money flipping houses in your spare time.
Interested candidates can get 2 free tickets to the workshop by calling 1-800-339-3884. Seating is extremely limited, so call right now to get your 2 free tickets at 1-800-339-3884. That's 1-800-339-3884.
Bob Kerry might have been raised in Nebraska, but he's changed. A career politician, Kerry not only supports the government-mandated health care law, but he supported the extremely liberal public option. Kerry supports $716 billion in Medicare cuts and a $1,200 tax increase on middle-class families. And while Bob Kerry wants to increase taxes on hardworking families, he opposes requiring the government to balance its budget like families across Nebraska do every day. After Kerry left Washington, D.C., he moved to New York City. Now that he wants to go back into politics, he comes back to Nebraska? We won't be fooled. Cuts to Medicare, higher taxes, more debt. We don't need another career politician who is out of touch with Nebraska values. Let's send Bob Kerry back to New York and not to the U.S. Senate. Paid for by the Cooperative of American Physicians IE Committee, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.capphysicians.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The Metropolitan Opera's award-winning series of live high-definition broadcasts is back at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater. Presented by Filmstreams in collaboration with Opera Omaha, the new season of The Met Live in HD features 12 operas, including classic productions and Met premieres. Experience New York's Metropolitan Opera from your seat at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, featuring informative and entertaining prelude talks by Opera Omaha artists and staff before all live Saturday matinees. And if you can't make the live show, catch an encore presentation the following Wednesday evening. The Met, live in HD at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, Omaha's nonprofit cinema. Find more information and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokolov-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hi, we are so excited now to have on Michael Beasley, who has really become quite the actor in his own right. Hi, Michael.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. Where are you living now? Where are we talking to you? Where are you?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia right now.
Oh, you're in Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia. Well, here is a gentleman who grew up in Omaha, but is considered by some as the king of Hollywood South.
That's right.
I know. You know, Karen, he has worked in over 35 film and TV projects and many commercials over the last 5 years, but really started getting into acting, he said, six years ago.
6 years ago, Michael? How do you do this? Give us a hint.
Well, Well, my father gave me the foundation, and I just ran with it.
Yeah, your father is John Beasley, who we had on the show. He's a friend of mine. Did you know that your dad can sing, by the way?
I did know that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to wonder why I can't sing.
Oh, I was going to ask you if you could. Okay.
That's all right, but you can act, and that's okay.
That's right.
It's in there somewhere. I just haven't found it yet.
I think it's amazing. You know, and I was looking at your bio, Michael, and I was really, I think a couple things that really stood out to me were that you starred with Mark Wahlberg in the movie Contraband, which I loved.
We
that
love
movie.
That movie.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Yes. In fact, I've done two movies with Mark now.
Mm. What part were you in the Contraband movie?
I was Officer Davis.
Oh, okay.
And I interrogated Mark.
I'd like to interrogate Mark, but that's another show.
We want dibs on that.
Yeah, I almost had a man crush with him, but
I know.
Oh, really? He's
I know,
pretty
that's,
cool.
That's what happens.
Yeah. And then not to mention, like this week, one of your movies is coming out in Omaha, Flight.
Yes.
Can't exactly. wait to see that. Speaking of a man crush, how'd you like Denzel?
I love Denzel. Denzel actually, he cast me in my very first film.
Which was what?
Speaking role in, which was The Great Debaters.
Okay, I remember that one.
I had to audition for Denzel, and he cast me in there. And so this, again, is speaking of Denzel, I've worked with him three times, and I have a project coming out with them next year, him and Mark Wahlberg, called Two Guns, that comes out, I think, in April or next year.
Incredible.
That's so exciting.
Your resume is just incredible. We are really, Jody and I are so impressed.
And what happens in Atlanta? Are you dating, you know, one of the Real Housewives of Atlanta?
I am dating the Real Housewives of Atlanta. It's my wife of 17 years.
All right. There you go. Well, that's wonderful. Do you have kids down there, too? Do you have
yes,
any kids?
I do.
Oh,
yes,
that's...
I have a 15-year-old son and a 12-year-old daughter.
Oh, good. There's a female Beasley, finally,
there,
huh?
There is.
Good.
I have a 22-year-old son that's overseas, a stepson that's overseas.
Oh, that's great.
Wonderful. We do love your dad and all that he's been in. And you are such an actor in your own right.
Yeah, and you were in The Odd Life of Timothy Green with Jennifer Garner.
Yes,
what another great
you were the
movie.
Policeman in that, right, Michael?
Yeah, it seems like I'm a policeman.
Yeah, almost. What's going on with that, Michael? The typecasting. We need to talk to your agent a little bit there.
I don't mind. As long as they keep typecasting me, as long as they keep calling me, I'm good.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know what? You can typecast all the way to the bank, right? It really doesn't matter.
Yeah, absolutely.
As long as the check clears, I'm good.
I know.
Yeah, but you know, you've worked with, I think it's incredible, director Barry Levinson in The Bay, that sci-fi film. I remember that. And it's just, you know, looking at your resume, I think, of course, people love to hear the Hollywood, you know, what makes you the king of Hollywood South. But what a lot of, I'm sure our listeners don't know, is that in your hectic schedule, you still yeah. find time to run a few companies. You're the founder of Isis Ray, a film production company, and No More Tears, which is a graphic design and marketing company, and then a clothing apparel line called Extremely Well.
How do you do all that?
I don't know. I'm still trying to do it
all.
Uh-huh. No, each company has its purpose, and I love what I do, even with, from the acting to the graphic design to the clothing line. And Extremely Well is basically a state of mind, and we created that that the apparel as a way of life to let people know you can be extremely well. In fact, once you if you purchase whatever apparel you purchase, the proceeds go to a charity of your choice.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So we're still working on that and still working on the things, and it'll launch next year. But I started wearing the shirt and started branding it. And like I said, I got the saying actually from my father. He started it.
Uh-huh.
And so every time we say it, you know, we get a reaction every time, you know, we say, you know, how you doing? And we say we're extremely well. So it's a state
well.
Of mind. And eventually, if you start doing that, eventually you have to be extremely well.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's fantastic. And we noticed here you are a former athlete.
I am. I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska. I went to Central and I played. I was all state in basketball.
Hey.
And then I won the state doubles title in tennis.
Oh,
come on. How many basketball
too?
Players play tennis? You
oh
know,
my gosh.
Not many, but it's great on my footwork. It was great for my footwork.
That is. Wow.
But then how did you switch, though, from being an athlete to then becoming an actor?
Well, what happened was I went overseas. I was playing basketball overseas for like several years, and then I couldn't play above the rim anymore. I couldn't, you know, dunk the ball like I was dunking it. So I decided, you know, maybe I should switch up and do something else. And and that's when I decided to do acting, dabbling in acting, and I was able to have a lot of success early in my career. And that's what got me, you know, stuck in it. So it's been a great ride so far. It's been an amazing ride so far.
Incredible. Well, do you have any advice for younger people who want to become what you've become, Michael, really? Do you have any good words for them, good inspiration?
Yes. I think you first have to decide what you want to be. And I took a lot of what I've done for, you know, getting preparing myself for basketball because – basketball is kind of the same way. Like you're searching for a job and you try to stay in shape while you're getting your job until something comes. And the same thing with acting. But you have to just focus on your dream and don't let anybody deter you from it, no matter what the circumstances are.
Yeah, focus is a good word, a great word. Yeah.
And if you focus on it and don't worry about how it's going to happen, it'll happen. You know, God and the universe has a way of working out everything for you without you even knowing it. But
yeah.
You have to stay focused on what you want to accomplish, and you can accomplish it.
Well, you sure have. And also, I wanted to mention Steel Magnolias, because that was a movie before, but you're doing a new one about that?
Well, it came out on a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
September 17th on Lifetime, and 6.5 million viewers watched it on Lifetime.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the second most watched TV show on Lifetime history, and the first of 2-hour specials. And Jill Scott was playing my wife in there.
Oh, Jill Scott's amazing.
And Aubrey Woodard.
What a great cast.
Queen Latifah, Fisher Rashad. So it was an amazing, amazing cast. So,
Michael, what a great experience. Wasn't that just a wonderful experience to be surrounded by all those incredible women?
It was awesome. I hated when it was over, but we made a great movie. And then plus we actually had the writer that actually wrote the original screenplay. She was writing with us, so she didn't change up anything except for updating the script to add like the social media and stuff like that. But we stayed pretty much to the script. But it was an awesome show. If you get a chance to see it,
Definitely. Do you ever think about doing a show with your dad? Would that ever come?
Yeah, see, he was just down here, and I was talking to him about that as well. So we have to either, you know, create a movie together, write a movie together, or something like that. But you know, I did several plays with him, and that's when I was able to learn from him and the plays and stuff like that. And with my brother,
right,
Tyrone Beasley,
mm-hmm.
You know, at our theater in Omaha. So
the John Beasley Theater,
Yeah. So I've done plays with him. I just haven't done any movies with him, but you know that's coming real soon.
Oh, I think
and
that's
it's in the works.
So, of all of the movies that you have been a part of, what was your greatest experience? I mean, I'm sure with Steel Magnolias, working with the incredible women that you said, you know, it was hard for you to leave the film. But if there's a takeaway from where you are right now, it's only been 6 years of acting, and already you're talking about 35 film and TV projects and commercials. I mean, it's just that's unheard of for somebody. I mean, it takes them years before they can even put that many, you know, projects on their plate. But of all of those projects, is there one that just stands out that said, this is the pivotal moment for me?
Well, you know, I learned from each and every one of them. And what's crazy is I've done all that out of Atlanta, Georgia. And I haven't done anything out of L.A. yet or New York. So everything's been out of the...
You're the king of Hollywood South.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
you
right.
are the king but, down there. Woo.
But the one I would have to say is Flight, that comes out this Friday.
Oh.
And I actually have two movies coming out this Friday, The Bay and Flight. The Bay with Barry Levinson, you know, directed that.
Okay,
and
The Flight. Bay, okay.
Yeah.
I know Flight. I've seen Flight commercials. It looks fantastic. Can't wait to see
that. And that's what I was going
to
say. Like, I think up to date, that project was the most amazing for me because I'm in the scene with Denzel, Don Cheadle, Bruce Greenwood and John Goodman. And so I'm watching these guys work and I'm, you know, I'm stealing things from these guys. I'm like, oh, wow, let me see that. So every time I get off the set, I'm running to the monitor and I'm And it's like on the job training, something you can't get in classes anywhere or you know, any place but on the job. And so I learned so much off that set of flight. And it's a great movie. Like, we had a screening last Thursday. And it's a great, great movie. So look for Denzel to be nominated for several awards for that.
Absolutely.
Oh, we will look for that. And we are so happy and honored that you decided to share your afternoon with us. We so appreciate it, Michael, and wish you nothing but success.
Yeah, thanks so much,
as
Michael.
As the king of Hollywood South,
absolutely.
We're going to look for your movies, The Bay and Flight.
And Flight. I'm going this weekend.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
We're
going to
take Flight with Michael Beasley.
Michael,
we wish you nothing but the best. Enjoy.
Yep. I thank you, ladies, so much for having me on. I really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Oh, our pleasure. Thanks, Michael.
All righty. Thank you. Take care.
All right. Take care.
We'll be right back with Lisa Wuerl.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Listen to Bob Carey voice his support for the Obama agenda.
I support President Obama.
That's why Bob Carey returned from New York to take a Nebraska Senate seat to support the Obama agenda. Carey supports higher taxes, more federal spending, and Obamacare. Carey opposes a balanced budget amendment. On our values, Carey stands with Obama. Carey voted to allow partial birth abortions. Carey supports taxpayer funding of abortions. On the issues Nebraskans care about, Bob Carey supports the Obama agenda. Deb Fisher wants to end Washington's endless spending and mounting debt. Deb Fisher will fight Washington's tax increases, support a balanced budget amendment, and repeal Obamacare. Deb Fisher is pro-life, opposes partial birth abortions and taxpayer funding of abortions. Endorsed by the Omaha World Herald, Grand Island Independent, Scottsbluff Star Herald, and Nebraska Small Businesses. Deb Fisher, a Nebraska senator who will stand up to the Obama agenda.
I'm Deb Fisher, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Deb Fisher for U.S. Senate.
The Metropolitan Opera's award-winning series of live high-definition broadcasts is back at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater. Presented by Filmstreams in collaboration with Opera Omaha, the new season of The Met Live in HD features 12 operas, including classic productions and Met premieres. Experience New York's Metropolitan Opera from your seat at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater. Featuring informative and entertaining prelude talks by Opera Omaha artists and staff before all live Saturday matinees. And if you can't make the live show, catch an encore presentation the following Wednesday evening. The Met, live in HD at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, Omaha's nonprofit cinema. Find more information and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokolov-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hi, we are back with Lisa Wuerl. She brought in these beautiful cards she makes. They're whimsical. They're funny. They're so nostalgic. How did you get into this, Lisa?
Well, it happened kind of by accident. I had been making these cards for my friends and family for Christmas for years. And I had someone interested in selling some in Phoenix, so I made a set, and they got shown around Omaha, like Methodist Hospital. Gift Shop was interested first, and then Dundee Gallery and the Bookworm. And then I got brave, and I took him to Jocelyn, and it kind of just went from there.
And somebody really inspired you at Jocelyn, right?
Yes, I was very surprised when they were interested, and she asked me to come down and meet with her. So I took my whole portfolio of everything I had, and she looked at all of them, and she set all the cards up on the table, and she said, I want you to just step back and look at these. She said, these are really special. These are very different. They're beautiful. And I said, well, I've always made them for my friends and family. And she said, well, it's time for more people to see these.
How do you make them? I mean, we didn't quite go into
well,
that.
Well, they're made out of cut paper. It's something that I happened onto by accident. I'd been trying to do some things with on a black background, and I wanted it to be bright and colorful. And I found by using paper, it gave me the look that I really liked. And then over the course of this year, kind of perfected the way I do it. It's a process with tracing paper, and I start with a sketch. The ideas come from all over. I mean, I teach first grade, and there's lots of inspiration
right.
in first graders.
There you go.
And you've taught for how many years? 32?
This is 36.
36
Incredible.
Years. First grade, is that
first
right?
Grade,
first grade.
20 years of my teaching were in special education.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And that you took the cards one day into school?
I did. We
Everyone
were doing
loved them, right?
A little Halloween project a couple of weeks ago, cutting pumpkins out. And I thought, well, I work with paper on in my cards, so I wanted to show them what you could do with mm-hmm. just paper. And so I took them in, and they were really interested in them. And then the things that they did with their pumpkins were really cute. So
yeah, well, describe yeah. what's on some of these. You have them for Halloween, you said?
I have for Halloween. There's an original on display at the Bookworm in a shadow box there. And I have the Christmas ones. I have 12 different Christmas designs now. And they're going to be for sale all around town, the places that I usually sell them, and also at the Christmas Caravan Assistance League fundraiser at one of the homes.
Oh, they're just beautiful.
Well, they have so much dimension. I think that really gives. They do. Right. There's so much depth.
And color.
It's mm-hmm. different than just taking a picture and putting it on. And we're
Absolutely.
Talking about greeting cards for our viewers that really can't visualize. The depth and the color is so intense on these cards that they're beautiful. And let's do mention, Lisa, that the name of your company is Itty Bitty Boo Designed. I love that. And people can go to Itty Bitty Boo
Designed. You thought of that, Lisa.
Well,
that is great.
I did. It's...
I love
when
it.
When I was little, my brother called me Itty, and he called my sister Boo Boo.
Oh.
So when I was making these cards and starting this company kind of on short notice, it was by accident, like I said, I don't know.
So you fell into something, but you're so passionate.
But you're very good
And you
at
fell
it.
In, that's
fell
right,
into it
without nose plugs. You just jumped in.
I just
which
jumped
is great,
in.
Which is
head
great.
First.
And it's kind of been leading me along ever since. The people in Omaha have been just so supportive.
And I know by looking at these, you will get these out of Omaha. These need to also get out of Omaha.
Is to get them beyond. Yeah. They're for sale across Nebraska. Mm-hmm. They're in Kearney at the Nebraska Museum or Museum of Nebraska Art and the Stir Museum in Grand Island.
Wonderful.
So I'm kind of moving them along, but
you had a couple big red ones. We noticed.
Yes,
go big red. You have to.
You
of
have
course,
to
you know
in
the
Nebraska.
Game today. That's right. And you know what I found amazing is that you started less than a year ago, and you have what 90 designs.
I do.
Lisa, that's amazing.
Designs.
Is this what you do at night
this
after
is what
teaching
I do at
all
night.
Day? Oh my gosh!
I have so many ideas. Uh-huh. You know, I just as I think of them, I just keep going and. I have a wall in my studio of all the cards, and when I got them all set up, I couldn't believe there were that many.
Wonderful.
Know,
and it's a chain reaction, and you get one, and then you get another idea.
Right.
And I saw a picture of your living room, which is looks like one of your cards,
It does.
Right?
My house is...
Your house is
goes
an itty bitty
design
house.
It's really bright. It's really colorful. Mm-hmm. It's different, and the artwork is all things that I've done for years out of cut paper, and it just... It's cute. That's definitely
that's
what
fascinating.
The word is.
No,
yeah.
but I noticed you also have some cards, Sailor Girl and Cowboy. Cowboy,
yes.
your brother, Sailor Girl would be the picture of yourself. And it was that your father said that was his favorite picture of you.
Yes.
And you found that picture in his top dresser drawer, which is wonderful, and you'll always cherish it. Unfortunately, your father passed away. But I'm sure he's looking down on you and so proud. And the red shoes I was looking at, this mm-hmm. picture of a card that you have with the red shoes that your mother brought these shoes back from England.
Right. When my son was quite small. And they just always looked really cute on him. And I used to put them on him. And then I had some really nice little pictures of him. He's 26 on November 1st. And they just meant a lot to me. So he's in a lot of the... images I have on my cards with the little red shoes.
Isn't the boys always wonderful? Have
them. Well, red everyone, shoes. I'm not kidding. You need to go to her website and look these up, ittybittyboodesign.com, and you can see Lisa's living room and all these cards. They are just wonderful. And tell us, they're at the Bookworm, Jocelyn.
They're at the Bookworm and Jocelyn and Lawrence and Gardens, the Durham, Methodist Hospital, Museum of Nebraska Arts.
Oh, they're so
Stern
creative.
Museum.
Your middle name could be Creative. I just love it.
I think it is. Fascinating, isn't it? Yeah. Lisa Creative World.
Absolutely.
At least that's what I thought when she came in here, which is great. And you sell them individually, correct?
Yes,
they're not in a box set,
they're
so they're
in a
individual.
Box set. Not yet.
And Lisa, it's buying a piece of art. It's not just, I mean, people won't want to give them.
Yeah,
people.
Someone framed them.
Well,
you can frame them.
Well,
right?
Yes. Actually, a friend of mine did that for my birthday. He had four of them blown up and framed, and I have them in my living room, and they really are so cool.
I bet.
He had them around town. We'd go to dinner. We went to Mark's and different places, the Corkscrew, and he had them hanging in those places. It was really neat.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for coming today, and we look forward to seeing you promoting them on television outside of Nebraska, which they have to travel.
It'll be
there.
Our local artist
that's
going national.
Our creative Lisa World.
Absolutely. Thanks for stopping by today, Lisa. We appreciate
it.
Absolutely. Good luck to you and enjoy.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back with Jason Bernstein.
I'm former Republican United States Senator Chuck Hagel. Bob Kerry and I served together in the Senate. Even though we were from different political parties, we worked across party lines to put our state and country's interests first. Today, more than ever, America needs this kind of responsible bipartisanship. Bob Kerry was one of the first senators to start putting forward solutions to America's budget deficits, debt, and entitlement programs. I know Bob is a Vietnam veteran. He has seen the horrors and consequences of war. He's a family man, businessman, governor, and educator, shaped by the values of his Nebraska roots. Leadership is character and courage. Bob Kerry has demonstrated both in everything he's ever done. That's why I, Chuck Hagel, a lifelong Republican, hope you'll join me in supporting Bob Kerry for Senate. Thank you.
This is Bob Kerry, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I authorize this ad, paid for by Nebraskans for Kerry.
If you want a candidate who fights for Nebraska, wait, no. If you want a candidate who fights for Deb Fisher, you want Deb Fisher. Because nobody fights harder for Deb Fisher than Deb Fisher. When kindly 80-year-old neighbors let Deb Fisher's cattle graze on their land free for 20 years, Deb Fisher claimed squatters' rights and sued them so Deb Fisher could get that land for Deb Fisher. And when the neighbors wanted all Nebraskans to enjoy the state's best trout fishing, Deb Fisher used her position as a senator to stop a deal good for Nebraska sportsmen but bad for Deb Fisher. Nobody fights harder for Deb Fisher than Deb Fisher. But if you want a candidate who cares about the rest of Nebraska, vote for Bob Kerry. He'll fight for you. Paid for by National Wildlife Federation Action Fund, NWFActionFund.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The Metropolitan Opera's award-winning series of live high-definition broadcasts is back at Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Presented by Film Streams in collaboration with Opera Omaha. The new season of The Met Live in HD features 12 operas, including classic productions and Met premieres. Experience New York's Metropolitan Opera from your seat at Film Streams Ruth Sokoloff Theater, featuring informative and entertaining prelude talks by Opera Omaha artists and staff before all live Saturday matinees. And if you can't make the live show, catch an encore presentation the following Wednesday evening. The Met, live in HD at Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater, Omaha's nonprofit cinema. Find more information and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Welcome back. Joining us in the studio is Jason Bernstein, songwriter, musician, plays the guitar, But even better, he's a real estate agent by day, musician and songwriter by night. I think what you do, Jason, is you probably sing until they buy the house, don't you? You just say, I'm not leaving. I'm not stopped singing.
Anymore.
That's right.
It's something like, yeah, it gets me in the door. But I will tell you that my wife married the rock and roll singer, not the real estate agent.
It's not as sexy, is it? I'm a real estate agent.
No,
it could be, you know, but a singing real estate agent.
Conversation starter.
I mean it. That's right.
When they walk in the house, do you strum a little tune?
It depends. If it's a real big listing, I'll do whatever I need to
do. Yeah. I'll do whatever it takes.
I'll write a symphony for him.
I mean it. That's right. You play the guitar. You show in every room. You write a song about the family. It's all good.
Yeah, people love their homes.
Yeah. Jason is a member of the group The Nines, and that is the number Nines. 9'S".
That's right.
The number they play 9 over Omaha.
Number 9?
All over Omaha. Yeah, we used to be more of a regional band years ago, but we all grew up a little, got little kids now, so it's harder to.
Where do you play around town, Jason?
Benson Scene. You know, occasionally we'll get over to the casinos and do a night there. We'll split a bill.
Nice.
We do most original material, throw a couple covers in every once in a while, but most of the stuff is ours.
There's four of you? I'm sorry.
There's four of us, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's four guys.
Four guys.
Oh, okay.
Four guys.
Yeah, you're all cute, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's so sweet,
she
Karen.
Knows what to do.
Well, they are.
That's right. Well, speaking of cute, is the music cute? Or what's the type of music that you play?
You know what? I'd probably call it, you know, cross between Motown, dance music, and just fun pop.
So it's a party.
Yeah, I mean, we just kind of decided early on that nobody wants to hear about our angst or our problems.
Yeah.
They just want to
have fun.
Right.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
So we just kind of write about what we know.
Yeah.
And it just seems to work.
I love it. You have a song we're going to play soon about the rock star.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's kind of a rock and roll sales pitch. It's called I'm the Only Rock Star You Know.
Oh, I love that title.
It's great. I listened to it earlier.
Yeah, well, Jason,
tell us about
that.
Yeah,
tell us about that and the story that behind it, which I think our listeners would love to hear.
Well, when you're a young man and you've got your eye on a certain gal, you will say just about anything. And all I really had in terms of credential was I'm the only, you know.
You couldn't say, I'm a real estate agent.
No, I couldn't. Okay. All I could say was, I'm the only rock star you know. So.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, you really wrote it for a girl specifically?
For a girl. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Was it the one you married or not?
Sorry. No, but it's.
But
anybody that looks at the chronology could figure that out real quick.
That's
but
right.
I will say my wife is my biggest advocate and fan now. So yeah, she's wonderful. And yeah, she's professional enough to just. Sweep
she
that part
it
under the rug.
Right. That's right.
A great song.
Well,
listeners are going to enjoy it.
Thank you.
And you have four CDs.
We have four out, yeah. Our latest one's called I Saw You. You can get it at thenines.band.com. It's the number 9S band.com. Okay. And there's another Nines out there, so try not to be confused.
I know.
And we've even been toying around with changing the name because it's just, you know, being a number is hard.
You didn't get that from the Beatles song, Number Nine. Do you remember that song they did?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, originally we were thinking like To the Nines, like Dress to the Nines.
Yes. And, mm-hmm.
But
then you'd have to wear heels in the band and all that. And
whatever.
Yeah, whatever it takes. So again, that's
right. There are no fashion don'ts. You know
right.
this.
You're a man that will do whatever it takes to get the sale.
No, it's starting to sound really
bad.
That
doesn't sound so good, but that's okay. But Jason, what got you into music?
My grandfather actually was a musician in South Omaha for a lot of years, playing in polka and jazz bands.
So did he play guitar?
No, they were sax players, you know, woodwinds. But there was always music in my family growing up. My grandmother taught me Czech songs when I was growing up. And we just always had it around. And I was fortunate enough about 12 years ago now, to just meet some great musicians. There were a couple of guys that played in the Jailbreakers.
Oh, sure.
Just real top-notch guys and quality people. And Karen, you can speak to this. There is nothing better. I mean, I'd rather have a great band of good, talented people of good character than like a Rolls Royce. It's so hard to find.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. You know, guys that are just good and have
good people.
Yeah, have control of their instrument and can know what sounds good.
Right.
And that's what I've gotten these guys. Craig Balderston, Dan Maka, Mitch Town, just class acts all the way around. And it works for us. It's 12 years. We still don't get
years?
Sick of each
that's
other.
Wonderful.
Still making what I think is fun and fairly interesting music.
Yeah.
We couldn't ask for more.
You said you used to tour, but now that all of you are married.
Yeah, we do like Chicago and Minneapolis, but you know, we're a little further along now and we have steady gigs and really with, you know, with things the way they are with the internet, touching people is so much easier now and so much easier to reach long distance. You don't have to do as much road time to get exposure.
That's true.
You know, 20 years ago it was a different story, but now you can you know, we've got a couple of videos out there that have a few thousand hits and just awesome. Without trying.
So we can go to YouTube and look you up.
Well, you know how that is.
Yeah,
I mean,
I do.
You've done
yeah.
stuff like that.
Yeah. I hit my YouTubes all the time.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I do my own hits.
You do your own hits? That's nice. And you
I sit there all day, you know, yeah. and push it.
And
you
the
have
family.
To listen to the whole thing.
That's
though.
Right. If you can't find Karen, that's where she is, on her computer. I wondered why your fingers kept having all those calluses.
Logging in, logging out. Logging in, logging out.
Bless that,
Now, is your rock star song on YouTube?
Here's what's funny about this is there's like a funny little story with that one is when I first wrote it, I was doing what all good little musicians should do. And I registered it with ASCAP and trademarked the song. And
oh, yeah.
I sent it in. You put it on a CD, you send it right. in, and usually don't hear anything else about it.
Nothing.
About a couple years later, I started getting these little checks. I mean, not big checks, like $30, $40. And so I thought, well, I'm going to Google my song and see who's listening to this and why am I getting these royalties? Well, so I pull up our YouTube account. And here's this long string of posts under my song from people speaking almost a different language, half of them loving it, half of them mm-hmm. hating it, mm-hmm. saying, I can't get it out of my head. I listen to it at work all day long. Well, it turns out we kind of got somehow included in the UK Muzak system. And so we were in the UK equivalent of Target, of uh-huh. Super Target. Oh. And so all these kids were...
Because it's a great title. Well, that's a catchy title, too.
Apparently, it's kind of hooky and it kind of stuck,
is,
too, because
yeah.
cause some of them said
song.
That we can't get out of our head. Some of them mm-hmm. wanted us to come there and play for them. Some of them wanted us to beat us up.
Right,
yeah.
And you could see
yeah.
these if you Google it, the nines, and I'm the only rock star. You know, it's kind of comical, uh-huh. actually.
But then you said you tried to look it up, and since you then now you don't get the checks anymore because
No,
you...
I investigated. My little happy accident
yeah.
came crumbling down
yeah.
when I started asking, you know, I probably asked too many questions. I uh-huh. thought, well, wait a minute. Maybe we shouldn't be paying this guy.
That is so odd.
The check
stopped. You just don't know.
You don't know. But I had to know because it was so weird because uh-huh. every time you get your, you know, you're reaching people halfway around the world.
Right.
It's just kind of a kick.
No, you know? I
yeah.
know. You know, I have an Octomom song, okay?
I know.
I have no idea, but we're over 4 million. I can't. I don't know why. And like you say, it's in other countries.
It's
there's
just,
language. I don't know what they're saying.
Just,
it must be
twisted
bad,
magic of technology.
Isn't that,
now.
I never would have predicted that one.
No.
I have some songs I really like. That's not particularly one of them. I know. So I know what you're talking
don't
about.
Don't get me started.
Well, and, yeah. And speaking of that, uh-huh. I may look familiar to you, and I didn't bring this up
I know,
before
you
we
do.
Went on the air. You and
why
I played
it?
In the band about 15 years ago for a couple gigs.
We did?
Yeah.
With oh, my gosh. With
Ray
Chuck?
Bass. Ray Bass and
oh,
friends.
With Ray Bass. Hi, Ray, if you're listening.
Oh, Curtis listening.
Oh, Ray Bass.
Wow. Did you play in a band?
Yeah, we had a little group.
A band?
She had some original tunes. Uh-huh. I mean, I was just like out of high school. And
yeah, I was just out of high school.
Karen all knew what
of course,
she was doing.
Karen, what are you kidding? You just graduated last year, Karen. At least that's what you're telling people.
I was out of high school.
Yeah. That's so
fun. Yeah, there's a little history in this room.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Way to pull that together.
All right. Hi, Jason. Good to see you.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Karen, that's why
it's been a while.
Karen, unfortunately with you, you're always so nice to people that you can never burn any bridges. So that's a good thing. When someone says, 15 years ago, we were in a band.
Yeah, I didn't come in here to sabotage your show. I mean, that would be a different story.
Say hi to Ray. Do you see Ray at all?
Well, yeah, I saw him yesterday. He was at... We did a pumpkin carving contest.
I need to
house.
Have Ray on here, actually.
You should. He's
I
always
know.
Got something to say.
He does. Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
thank you. Well, we look forward to hearing your song. We look forward to your new 9 CD, Jason. And shall we play it now?
And this is from the CD.
This is not from a CD. It's just a single that we put out.
Oh, it's a single. Okay.
The Rock Star.
I'm the only rock star
in the UK.
You know.
I'm the only rock star you know.
It's a big hit in the UK.
I love it.
We know it. Thanks so much, Jason.
Thanks,
good luck to you.
It.
That's
Thank
right.
You.
Thanks
good
for stopping by,
too.
Jason.
Love your show.
My friend, my one and only friend. Not that you come around anymore, but it's always nice to hear your voice. And if it takes all night, I'm gonna keep singing and we'll be in love. I'm sorry, baby, I'm the only rock star you know. After 5 years of walking around the streets and talking to the people that we both know, I can tell you with every good intention that I'll tell you every lie I know. How could someone so beautiful not fall in love with me? Well, I'm the only rock star you know. Do you want to go to the Grammys? I'm sorry, baby, I'm the only rock star you know.
getting back into you and talking to the people that we both know. Our sailing games still come a dime a dozen, but I love you more than I do years ago. How could someone so beautiful not fall in love with me? Well, I'm the only rock star that you know, but even rock stars get lonely.
Be right back.
Stand two people next to each other, and if you pay close attention, their true character shows through every time. Take Deb Fisher, her family grazing cattle on an elderly neighbor's land free of charge. But they wanted more. They wanted the land and took their neighbors to court. Of course, the court ruled against the Fishers' greedy land grab. Justice was done. But the shameful lawsuit cost their neighbors $40,000. That's not right. But now we know that's Deb Fisher. So stand Deb Fisher next to Bob Carey. Bob Carey, pure Nebraska through and through. He left home and took up arms to defend this land. Navy SEAL, a war hero who saved his platoon, he earned our nation's highest honor and thought nothing of it. Then Bob Carey came home to serve Nebraska. Deb Fisher and Bob Carey. Stand them next to each other. Judge their true character. Paid for by End the Gridlock, endthegridlock.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. End the Gridlock is responsible for the content of this advertising. Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make a ton of money flipping houses right here in Omaha? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple two-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. Hi, my name is Than Merrill, and I'm the star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Omaha area who want to learn how to consistently make a lot of money per deal in your spare time without using any of your own money. Omaha is a perfect market for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you can learn how to make a lot of money flipping houses in your spare time.
Interested candidates can get 2 free tickets to the workshop by calling 1-800-339-3884. Seating is extremely limited, so call right now to get your 2 free tickets at 1-800-339-3884. That's 1-800-339-3884.
Do you have high blood pressure, also known as hypertension? 76 million American adults struggle with hypertension. It may be difficult to control, but without adequate treatment, high blood pressure can cause health complications. Physicians in our area are actively pursuing new treatments to control hypertension. They're conducting an important clinical research study to evaluate an investigational combination of FDA-approved oral medicines, and you may be eligible to participate. To find out if you're eligible for this hypertension research study, call Heartland Clinical Research now, 402-502-9364. That's 402-502-9364.
Cousin Mickey's getting married in Memphis. Book a flight? Unless everyone can ship themselves via overnight packages, flying is too expensive. Have everyone drive themselves. Only if everyone has lots of stock in oil companies. Time to call Renovan. At Renovan, you can rent a late model, low mileage, 8, 10, 12, even 15 passenger full-size van to get where you need to be without busting your budget. That way, you'll have plenty of dough left over for the dollar dance. Make getting there part of the fun. Renovan. In Omaha, call 402-933-2500.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Great show today, Jody.
Wasn't it fun? So much fun.
Yeah, Michael Beasley is something else.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
He is
35 films, projects?
In less than seven
six years.
Six years, I think, is what it was. Yeah. And a local boy. Grew up in Omaha, played basketball for Central, and tennis. There's a combo.
Son of John Beasley, of actor John Beasley.
And we loved having John on our show.
Totally. And then Lisa Wuerl. I love those cards.
So creative.
Those are beautiful.
And I love the name of her company.
Itty Bitty Boo.com.
I love it.
Yeah, that's terrific. And then we had Jason Bernstein with the group The Nines.
And Jason
cool
goes
song.
Way back with you.
Yes.
We just found out some trivia.
Ray Bass on the bass.
That's right. That's right. I say that 10 times, Ray Bass on the bass.
Okay.
That's fun. Oh, it was a fun show.
It was great. And we
wish luck to our Huskers.
Absolutely. They're going to play Michigan today at 2:30. Isn't it nice the way none of the games interfere with our time on the radio?
Is Michigan State?
I think it is.
Yeah. Well, we know they're going to do just wonders.
Like they did last week.
Red.
Right?
Good job, Karen.
I did. So did you.
I know. God bless us for our red.
And Jody, let's see. I want to end today. I have a new CD out, and it's about divorce, called Going Through the Big D, and it's songs to help you cope with your divorce. And, you know, we've both been through this, and so I wanted to create some music that I felt would sort of help a woman go through this. Be a good present for a woman. It's just, there's some beautiful songs and also there's some humorous songs. And today I want to play one of the funny songs because you have to have humor in life, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, so. That's my middle name. Absolutely.
That
so
is
gets us
Jody
through.
Humor Vinci. That is true.
Through.
Have a fun week. Don't forget to vote. The CD is on sale at the Furniture Mart and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
What will my new life be like? After my D-I-V-O-R-C-E, will the sun return to my life? After my D-I-V-O-R-C-E, will I ever go out on a date? Or is single life my fate? Will I ever have a roommate after my D-I-V-O-R-C-E? Will I be able to smile after my D-I-V-O-R-C-E? Will I ever run the mile? I never could anyway. After my D-I-V-O-R-C-E, will I always be the divorced one? Will I ever have any guy fun? Will my nickname be none after my D-I-V-O-R-C-E? Do I hate him? I just don't know. One time I loved him. That was long ago. Wife, or what I want to, after my D-I-V-O-R-C-E, will I always be a beautiful divorcee? Hey, look, at least I'm free, after my D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Hey, wait, I can go anywhere, after my D-I-V-O-R-C-E, I can stay out late and have purple hair, after my D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Isn't as bad as